Hi, I'm Pastor Joel of Heart City Church, and welcome again to Happy and Whole in Him. There was this medical drama called House that was hugely popular some years back. Perhaps you remember the main character, Dr. House. He had a unique ability to diagnose his patients' medical ailments by noticing subtle signs that would be overlooked by the majority of doctors. His talent for discernment was unmistakable. Today we come to chapter 4 of the letter of the Apostle James, and perhaps it would here be fitting to entitle James Dr. James, because he also has great diagnostic talent. James can see signs and put his finger on what is exactly going wrong inside us. Listen to James chapter 4 verses 1 to 3. What causes quarrels and what causes fights among you? Is it not this? That your passions are at war within you. You desire and do not have, so you murder. You covet and cannot obtain, so you fight and quarrel. You do not have because you do not ask. You ask and do not receive, because you ask wrongly to spend it on your passions. I think it's important to remember that when James wrote this letter, he did not put it in chapter and verses. James ended chapter 3 by telling us there were two wisdoms. The first wisdom comes from God above, it's heavenly wisdom. The other wisdom comes from earth, and it is of the devil. And the wisdom being followed can be known by the results. Heavenly wisdom is, among other things, peaceable. And the last thing James wrote in chapter 3 was, peacemakers who sow in peace reap a harvest of righteousness. It would seem a bit jolting that the very next thing following this peace sowing is this question. James says, what causes quarrels and what causes fights among you? Now, if his letter ends right here, we would say, well, the wisdom of the devil you just talked about, James. Or, the devil made me do it. I was tricked by his wisdom. It's his fault. But James is not going to allow us to let the devil get all the blame for the problems in our lives. Yes, the devil certainly sows discord, but the devil is not the alone culprit when we get into fights. James won't allow us also to blame all our quarrels on all those other rascals in the world. No, James calls me into his office, he looks at all my symptoms, and he gives me the pathology report. Joel, it is not the rascals out there. It is not the devil that's causing all this. James tells me, this is an inside job. Friends, you and I had a war going on inside us before it went global. Yes, we were brought to life by the word of truth as first fruits of the new creation, James 1:18. But the Spirit does not instantly make us perfect in all holiness. No, we still have many of those old desires. There is the old nature, who, like Mick Jagger said, still has sympathy with the devil. In other words, when the husband battles the wife, when the friend battles the friend, it is because inside the Christian, the old nature, the flesh has gained the upper hand on the spirit. Notice how Dr. James diagnoses each symptom with what is going on inside. Problem? You desire and do not have. Symptom? So you murder. Problem? You covet and cannot obtain. Symptom? So you fight and quarrel. Problem? You do not have. Symptom? Because you do not ask. Problem, you ask and do not receive. Symptom, because you ask wrongly to spend it on your passions. Each of these symptoms reveal where the old nature has gained the upper hand. The symptoms, murdering, fighting, quarreling, indicate places selfishness and covetousness reside. This attitude that says, you will have what you want no matter how much it hurts and damages others. It may jolt us to hear James accuse us of murder, but I've known some folks, even children, who may never actually pick up a weapon, but if looks could kill, inside there's a clear desire that another person were dead. The other symptoms are related to our prayer life, the first being a prayerless life. You do not have because you do not ask. Why don't we ask? Because God won't give us what we pray for. This is connected to the problem of selfishness, because we're not praying God's will be done. The second is a prayerful life that is not God-centered, but self-centered. The second symptom is probably more connected with covetousness, because it's so bold as to go to God with things that are not kingdom-oriented. I hope you see that these are serious spiritual sicknesses. To hurt another made in God's image, or to say, I know better than you, God, what I should have, and if you were a good God, you would give me what I want. This indicates there is a real problem going on inside. So what do we do? Well, we're already moving to a good place when we can recognize what is going on when I get mad at my neighbor, or when my prayer life or lack thereof is seeing no answers from God. When we can see and admit there's a problem, we're in the place to find God's grace. And God is always ready to give it to sinful, needy souls who ask. As the hymnist penned, O Jesus, full of pardon and grace, more full of grace than I have sinned, yet once again I seek your face. Open your arms and take me in, and freely my backslidings heal, and love this faithless sinner still. Remember who you are and who you belong to.